Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Good morning, good morning.
April 17th, it's your nighttime host, Keith McPherson on The Fan. What y'all want to talk about? I know what you want to talk about. You want to talk about the Yankees, Juan Soto. Or maybe you don't want to talk about Juan Soto. Maybe you want to talk about Pete Alonso. Maybe we'll switch that to like, why don't we just spend more time talking about how great it is that Pete Alonso is a Met and that they didn't move on from him and how professional he's been and how he said all the right things and how he's still coming through and still getting it done. And as much as we talked about, you know, Judge being the best hitter in the world and Juan Soto batting in front of him, how long will he have Pete Alonso protecting him? Because if Pete Alonso keeps this up, he's opting out. And with Vladdy off the market, there's going to be a couple suitors for Pete Alonso. That's too far down the line. Let's not jump there. Let's jump into the NFL draft. Did you realize it's the 17th? The NFL draft is upon us in a week. Wow. Don't we need it? We need it. We need a break from some of this baseball stuff. We need to tap back into some football stuff. Thursday, April 24th, the 2025 NFL draft. And it will be a very important draft for your New York Giants. I think it's going to be a good draft for the Jets and the Giants. But, man, the Giants cannot mess up with this third pick. And what I said earlier about the Giants is they should have different guys at the helm here. They should have different guys making the decisions here because I feel like these guys making the decisions, they're making these decisions thinking a bunch of different ways. They're thinking about the now. They're thinking about the past, and they're thinking about the future. Joe Shane is thinking about the quarterback room last year. Some of the mistakes of last year, what they didn't have last year that led them down the road of losing 10 in a row. He's thinking about the now and like, how long will I have this job? And we need to win now. We need to bring talented players in right now. And the future of like, hey, well, if there's a quarterback available, and I talked about taking swings at the quarterback position, and I haven't taken a swing in the draft yet. I've drafted a lot of misses, and I haven't even taking a swing and miss on a quarterback. I got to do it. And this is a light quarterback draft class. But if we're at 3, don't you want to draft a quarterback? Let's play Joe Shane today. Basically alluding to what I was alluding to, because I was all aboard the Shedeur Sanders train. I think I got on here and campaigned for Shedeur Sanders a couple times until they signed Jameis Winston. And even when they signed Jameis Winston, I'm like, okay, good guy for him to learn from. But then when they added Russell Wilson to their Jameis Winston, and also Tommy DeVito, I'm like, oh, they're definitely not drafting a quarterback now. But there are some signs out there that tell you they want to draft Shedeur Sanders at 3. Let's hear what Joe Shane, the GM of the New York Giants, who's got a somewhat hot seat, and I think he knows he's potentially a dead man walking. Let's play a couple clips from him. Let's play the one where he talks about not needing to take a quarterback at the top of the draft.
With the signing of those two players, I think we put our position, ourselves in a position where, you know, I don't think that's mandatory or something that we're, you know, our feet to the fire and we have to do. You know, I think the two guys we signed have played a lot of ball. They've got a lot of skins on the wall, and I do think we've upgraded that room, you know, compared to where it was a year ago. I like the two guys that we have, and, you know, Tommy's still in there, and he's won games for us too, and he's still developing, you know, so we're happy with the makeup of the room right now.
I don't believe you when you speak, bro. Don't mention Tommy DeVito. And no disrespect to the Jersey 11. Tommy, you know Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets. But, like, you have to win. And don't talk about Tommy DeVito winning games for you. That was a mistake. Winning those Tommy DeVito games. You shouldn't have did that. Don't even mention that. You know, when you talk about drafting a quarterback and not getting that correct, you know, the next thing that's supposed to follow is if you don't draft the right quarterback and you miss on that, a lot of times that ends up being your ass. You're fired. You're gone. You can't miss at that high of a draft position on a quarterback. You got to hit. It's risky business. But fortune favors the bold. No risk it, no biscuit. You got to take the risk. And you know what I like that I'm hearing about Shedeur Sanders now that I think has really come up in Giants circles the last few weeks? The Giants don't need to draft the elite quarterback. The Giants don't need to draft, you know, the fast guy who throws with a cannon arm and also has a... They've won with just good quarterback play. Guy that makes the right decision, slow heartbeat, guy that can make the throws when they... Shedeur Sanders, he's one of those kind of guys. 888-808-1019. Now, his friend, his BFF, Travis Hunter, I was on the other night talking about Travis Hunter, who might be available there if Cam Ward is going one. I don't know if you guys have heard, Cam Ward was on a video game live stream. They're asking him who the top running backs in the NFL are. He says Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears. They're not top 10. Tony Pollard might not even be top 15. But he's leaning into the team that's about to draft him. He even had the audacity to come out there and say that Super Bowl champion A.J. Brown is not Calvin Ridley. No, he's not. He's more dominant than Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's a good, fast little route runner. But what has he done? What has he won? He won himself a year off from the league because he was betting on football when he was out. Don't try and slight A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is a monster. If A.J. Brown had a different quarter, anyway... He was leaning into the Tennessee Titans. Cam Ward is going one to the Titans. At number two, the Browns, I don't know if they take Shedeur Sanders. They could, but I don't think they would. I think that they either take Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, one of those two generational talents. Everybody's a generational talent now. One of those two generational players. Like, do we know? Like, generation? That means, like, this guy doesn't come around every couple decades. Anyway. Can we play Travis Hunter, right, or not Travis Hunter, can we play Joe Shane talking about Travis Hunter and Travis Hunter who just came out on a podcast and said if the NFL team that drafts him doesn't allow him to play both sides of the ball, he quit, he retired. This kid is dead set on playing football, how he played in Pop Warner, how he played in high school, how he played in college. He's been a top receiver and a top DB. He's been able to dominate on both sides of the ball, and he believes, and I can't knock it. You got to have belief on that football field. He believes he can do it in the NFL, but most of us haven't seen it done, so we're led to believe it can't be done, but maybe he'll be the first. Is Joe Shane going to be inclined to let him do that for the G-men?
Travis is a unique individual. You know, again, Dave said it at the owner's meetings. You got to watch a lot of plays on him, so he's fun to watch. It's unique that... you know, the ball skills, the route ability, and then also the ability to go the other side and, you know, play corner. Like, you just don't see that very often. You know, a lot of times if these guys can't catch or they can't play receiver, then they get moved to DB. But, you know, this guy can do it all. So he's also, you know, he's a great kid. So it'd be hard to keep him off the field. And, you know, he's motivated to play both ways. So, you know, again, you always worried about the length of the season, you know, with the NFL 17 games and training camp. And you're just, if he gets hurt doing something that he's not doing full time, you know, you're going to kick yourself. But he's a unique athlete that I think will be able to do both.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think he might be able to do both, but you have to do them at a high level. You have to win. You have to excel. You have to be in great shape. You got it, like... In the NFL, they're going to scheme and target you. They're going to wait for you to look tired. They're going to send a pulling guard out there to run you over. They're going to have, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be as easy as playing against Colorado State. I can't wait to see if the kid can do it, though. I've been around a lot of great athletes, football players on the football field. I played a little bit of ball, as you may or may not know. I don't know anybody that could really do it, even at the college level. I know he did it. But, like, to never come off the field with the best in the world? Like, as I mentioned, A.J. Brown, I think I made the comparison months ago about, okay, if the Giants draft him, He's a superstar. He's got millions of followers, just won the Heisman. Like, that's star power. Great. But just in their division, right, this kid is going to guard A.J. Brown and then flip around and have to run routes against Quinyon Mitchell when they play the Eagles. Or he's going to guard Devontae Smith and flip around and then have to beat Cooper DeJean? I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. He's going to cover CeeDee Lamb and then outrun Trayvon Diggs. Like, it's just, I don't know. But that's why we watch. None of us know. And the last thing I'll say before we get back to the Yankee calls, Dave, Mark, coming your way. It's Thursday. And Colorado and the Giants are going to have a workout today in Boulder for a contingent of New York Giants people. The Giants were out there for the pro day. The Giants were out there at practices. I don't know what else they need to see. Some final intrigue. I don't know what else you need to see with Shedeur Sanders. You have seen every play that he's had at Colorado and Jackson State. You have gotten to meet the guy, meet his dad, meet his brothers, meet it. Like, what else is there to see? It just tells me that, like, the Giants, I feel like they should have different people at the helm here. I feel like they're not, a week out, I feel like they're not sure exactly what they want to do. And I think I did have a, I think I did have in my notes, there was audio of Joe Shane talking about how they have received some calls, right? One of the questions was like, would you be open to trading the third overall pick? And they had received some calls. I feel like they're waiting to draft night to see who rings that phone and see what they get. And maybe there is a world where they can trade back and Shedeur Sanders falls and they take him. But if they don't get the calls, then they'll probably just punch it for Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, whichever one is there, after the Browns pick. And that's not a bad strategy, but I just feel like, man, you got to know what you want to do. And I feel like these guys, man, multiple times, they didn't know what they wanted to do in the regular season. Should have lost to the Colts. You would have just been able to take Cam Ward. And then if you take Cam Ward, you don't have to bring in Jameis Winston, who's on my Instagram or on my Twitter. He's dancing around with a guy in a crab suit. Or Russell Wilson, who's like just like super corny, super lame, dad jokes, Sierra's puppet, going to come here and it's going to, I don't know, man. Let's go to Dave in Rockland County. What's up, Dave? You're on.
Thank you. So I was wondering, first of all, thank you for taking my call. Second of all, I was wondering about Ben Rice. I'm sure you remember Ben Rice. He was good for like stretches last year and then he wasn't as good. How do we know he's not going to do that this year?
That's kind of what I was alluding to when I took the call about what do we do when Stanton comes back. I'm like, let's see how long Ben Rice cooks. They're going to let him cook. Let's see if he falls off. Let's see if they learn how to pitch him. I think that this young man is more confident this year. He put on a little weight. His approach is different. He's not like, I don't know. This might be who he is, and he might still have more room to grow. Let's see. It's early in the season, small sample size. Let's see if he falls off. Let's see if they start pitching him differently. And if so, then maybe they work to get Stanton back quicker.
I like that call, actually.
And we don't know. That's why we watch. That's why we're impressed. I didn't know. I said the other night, man, they were selling that 22 blank Yankees jersey for like $49.99 on MLB Shop. Because basically, right, they're like, no one's going to buy this Juan Soto jersey. That's a Ben Rice jersey now. I'm like, I should have bought that jersey. I didn't know Ben Rice was going to wear 22 and be mashing home runs. I had no idea.
That's right. And at least if Ben Rice does bad, it's a Roger Clemens jersey.
Right. Even if he does bad, it's a Harrison Bader jersey. Thanks for the call, Dave. 888-808-1019. Speaking of Harrison Bader, I told you Harrison Bader was on one against the Mets today. That was his game today. And Hunter Wentelstadt. You guys know who that is? I hope he's okay before I start talking down on him. Hunter Wentelstadt, I might be saying his name wrong. Hunter Wentelstadt is the umpire who tossed Aaron Boone last year when the Yankees were playing the Oakland A's and a fan in Legends that was sitting behind the dugout yelled something at him like, get it together, Blue! You suck, come on! Like, he thought that came from Aaron Boone because the voice was right above him. I guess the guy's voice sounded just like Aaron Boone. He tossed Aaron Boone out without even looking in that. Just, you're gone, Aaron. Well, Today, he made a terrible call. And then the ball found him, which I thought this was crazy at the time. Like, and this is another baseball thing. That's why I started us off. I hope he's okay. But he called the runner safe when Jose Buto went to cover. And then the runner scored across home plate, where it's like, this can't happen, dude. You're right in front of the play. You got to be able to see. Bang, bang. It wasn't actually close. Even in slow-mo, I'm looking at it right now. You can see Jose Buto beat him there, put his right foot on the bag, made the play. But Hunter Wendelstead is out there usually with a God complex from what I've seen. And maybe the game has passed him by some. That led to a run. And not long after that, Tyrone Taylor lines one in foul territory to right. And I'm like, okay, this guy is on the field calling the game. I guess his reaction time is just super slow. He gets hit in the head with the ball. Ball don't lie. That was crazy. I'm like, ball don't lie. He took one off the face. Hopefully he's good and all. But I'm like, Hunter, where do I know that? I'm like, that's the guy that tossed Aaron Boone. Baseball guy's still making him feel it for that mistake and the mistake against the Mets. I think the Yankees went and lost that game against the A's that day. Some of their manager got tossed right away. But yeah, I don't know, Mets fans. Where are we at with this lineup? Brandon Nimmo, Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor, another slow April. At least Judge ain't having a slow April. We talked a lot about what if Judge has a slow April like he had last year and there's no Juan Soto there to pick him up? Mark is in California on the fan. Hello, Mark.
Oh, hey, what's up, Keith?
You know, doing the show.
Oh, man. So it's so funny you bring that up because today I was talking to a buddy of mine about the umpire. It's so funny you bring it up, dude, because I was talking to him about the Yankees in 2010. Do you remember Lance Berkman?
I do.
So remember in 2010, he ejected Ron Gardenhier. He argued a pitch, which appeared to be strike three, and it was strike three to Berkman. Wendell ruled it a ball on the next pitch. Berkman hit a double, scoring a run, putting the Yankees up pretty much 3-2.
That was Hunter Wendelstead?
Correct.
Yeah, that was the same guy?
05. Huh?
That was the same ump that I'm talking about got hit by the ball today and...
Same ump, bro. Same ump. And then in the playoffs, it was an American League Divisional Series, game two. And then in 05, Gardenhier was suspended one game and fined because he went on this profanity lace ramp, or you can look it up on like,
yeah.
He was crazy. He was calling them every name in the freaking book, dude. Like, he was, and then in 09, Wendell suggested that Gardenhier should attend his umpiring school to learn what a balk is. Because he argued a non-balk call. It was just, it's so dumb. This umpire is so freaking dumb. And I'm never going to forget when he, that incident with Aaron Boone. It was just so funny, bro.
It was stupid. Like, I'm like, a fan can yell from the legend's first row, legend seat first row, and affect the game. This is the umpire. You got to be better than
like,
that.
I don't care who said it. You're gone.
No, you can't do. You can't eject an umpire because of what a fan heckled you with. Like, that is preposterous.
It's freaking so dumb. And listen, I mean, Girardi has been, Joe Girardi has been ejected for some pretty outrageous calls too, right? I can name a couple of umpires that he kind of had riff with, but Aaron Boone's ejections are a lot more hilarious than Girardi's.
He's done. Boone just kind of, he doesn't want that rep. He's kind of done.
He's a player's coach. You know what I mean? He's a player's coach. He's
yelling a little bit, but he's not going out there to wear these guys out anymore. It seems like he's kind of grown into just not getting ejected and holding back. Because very early on in this season, we've seen some low strike calls on Judge. We've seen Jazz have issue. I saw Dominguez get rung up on some nonsense. Ben Rice, Paul Goldschmidt in Detroit. We've seen it recently in the Arizona series. And Boone has just kind of been like, you know, staying in the dugout. So.
And then it's so weird about baseball, or like literally if you go back to the Golden State Warriors-Memphis game, they come out and they say, oh, by the way, we missed four calls. The game's over, dude.
I hate that. And now, yeah, I don't. That's like even with the two-minute report in the NBA. Now they have these ump scorecards, and the ump scorecards account on Twitter puts out how many balls they missed and how it affected the game. Right. And I'm like, what? The MLB has access to this. These umps got to be either better or punished.
There was an ump the other day that, I guess, pitched a perfect game, right? Like, in terms of, like, umping balls.
His accuracy calling balls and strikes?
It was perfect. Like, it's only been done a couple of times in, like, the history of baseball. It's like he called a perfect game pretty much for umping, which I don't know. You can look it up, but I don't know the ump's name, but it fell off my mind. But I wanted to talk Yanks to you, but then all of a sudden you got me in Giants, man. I've been talking to buddies all day, going back on Twitter, going back on stuff. And what a friend said to me today, I've been, you know, resonating with all Giants fans throughout the world. It's like, you can't mess this pick up. If you pick a quarterback and you pick Shadur, you better hope Shadur is your quarterback for the next 15 years, right?
Yeah, but there can't. That's the thing. There's no hope. They have to know that, like, I don't know. I look at it like this, Mark.
Want to get Cam Ward. If you love Cam Ward, trade up and go get Cam Ward.
They can't. The Titans aren't doing that. The Titans hate Will Levis. Callahan hates Will Levis. It is a lock that they're taking Cam Ward. Cam Ward is already out there selling his teammates that he hasn't even played with yet. What I was going to say is, though,
Jackson Dart three.
Man, this regime shouldn't be picking. They shouldn't be here because this regime feels the pressure to pick a quarterback, and they're going to pick Shadur Sanders potentially. And do I think that working with Dable, could he be a decent quarterback in the NFL, maybe a good quarterback? Yeah. But if you draft him and then you only win three or four games and you're fired, then it's the next guy's pick to inherit.
The next guy. Okay, so hold on just 1 second. So go down to Abdul Carter. Is Abdul Carter a safe pick for the Giants at three?
I think he is.
The answer
but
no.
I think it's
he's not.
I think it's redundant because you just picked Kayvon 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
You nailed my head on the point. And number one, in college, he played primarily on third downs. In the NFL, he would play on third downs because you have Kayvon, you have Brian Burns, and you have him. And you're not going to start him over Kayvon because Kayvon's in kind of – he wants to prove himself after having a down year. So you go out, you get Abdul. It's like the Giants are kind of doing what they do with Mathias Tuanuka and all those guys, just having too many bodies. Yeah, it's a good thing to have. But that's not going to win you games.
Exactly. And it doesn't affect the bottom line that much this year. This kid could come out and have 10 sacks this year, 15 sacks this year in losing efforts.
Right. And so now you go Travis Hunter. And so you say, well, can Travis Hunter affect the Giants roster? Well, of course he can't because he can play both sides of the ball. But guess what? There's a reason why Ohtani, Shohei, is one of a kind. It just doesn't happen. In basketball, you're asked to play offense and defense, but the court is a lot smaller than an NFL field.
And a lot of those guys don't play defense. They're just playing offense.
Exactly. They don't. So now you're asked to play two positions. You're asked, number one, to play offense and then go learn. Like in college, they ask you to go cover three against Nebraska, cover two against this team. That's pretty much it. In the NFL, it's a week-by-week basis where there's game plans and schemes for each team independent.
Stay with me here, Mark. Also in the NFL, they'll play on Thursday, and in a short week, absolutely, you have to be in defensive meetings and offensive meetings and prepare for a short week.
A lot.
What if it's a short week and you got to play the Eagles?
It's a lot for a rookie, man. It's a lot to ask. And listen, don't get me wrong. Like, he is arguably the best wide receiver in this draft. Outside of McMillan, I have McMillan going to the Jets. I think they should pair him.
Or that kid Bolden out of Texas. I think that kid Bolden is being slept on.
Luther Bolden, nice out of Missouri. The only problem
that's Luther Burden, Matthew Bolden. They're both good players.
Matthew Bolden out of Texas. Yeah, Bolden's good. Yeah, Bolden's very good. The reason why I like McMillan, he's 6'5". He's 6'5", 230.
Matthew Golden. I was saying Luther Burden. That's where I was getting switched up. Luther Burden is out of Missouri. Matthew Golden is out of Texas. And they're both top receivers that I'm like, can't say that Travis Hunter's better than him.
Would you say that the Giants need a receiver more or they need a corner more?
A corner more.
They need a corner, correct? Like they already have.
They have Malik Nabers. He's your number one receiver. He should be getting a hell of targets like he did last year.
They have Wando Robinson. Right. They already have these guys. So you pair if you think that this corner in Travis Hunter is good, and you pair him with what the Giants have done in the secondary with Tyler Newbin and the new guy they just signed, and you also have Andre Phillips and you have Cordell Flott, you have these guys, that's going to make a bigger difference on your defense because that's a position that you actually need, right? Now, the Giants need a running back. Theo Johnson, he's unproven, but he's good, but he's also fourth-round pick, right? So if you go and get Tyler Warren, now you...
They're not drafting Tyler Warren at three.
They're not, right? So that's not happening.
They're not drafting a running back there either, and they have Tyrone Tracy. Paulson Adebo is the corner that they signed, and I guess they expect him to be on the other side of Deontay Banks. I wouldn't be so sure about both of them either. I think Adebo is... he's a little bit of a taller guy and a longer cornerback, and he's got good numbers. I think they said in like man coverage.
He plays man coverage better than any back in the NFL. He plays man coverage better than any back.
But
does
anybody believe in Deontay Banks? Travis Hunter might have better ball skills, definitely catching the ball and man to man skills than Banks, where you could start him at corner right away.
Right,
and so then have packages on offense for him.
Boom! If what we just spoke about right now comes to fruition. Well, the only other pick that the Giants could immediately pick would be either Mason Graham, who you can pair him next to Big Dex, and that would be a great move, but that's also the defense. So here's how the board would play out, is if there'd be a team that would want to either take a Mason Graham or an Abdul Carter, you trade out of the pick and you build the pick. And number one, you have Russell Wilson. You have Jameis, because if you sign a quarterback, one of those guys is going to go, and I believe it's going to be Jameis Winston. He's gone, right? So you trade out the pick. You build the picks. No one thinks the Giants are going to be competitive. Their schedule is atrocious this year. They might not win many games. If they're competitive in those games with Russell, which I think they will be, then now you have to have the conversation, well, you have more picks, and you can go out and get a quarterback. Because if everyone's saying second round, Jalen Milroe, have you paid attention to Jalen Milroe? He is the biggest boom or bust prospect we've ever seen. It's not a sure thing with him.
He can't throw the ball. He's a project. He can be a Taysom Hill. He can be a short yardage goal line answer to run the ball, run the zone read. But like, he is not dropping back. He's not. I don't see him as he struggled in. He struggled throwing the ball. He struggled throwing the ball in his bowl game and in the Senior Bowl.
Who I absolutely freaking love. I'm obsessed with Will Howard. Obsessed. He is the... And listen, I'm not taking much away from...
He's going to get drafted. I have no idea where they project Will Howard to fall. Listen,
he reminds me of the arm strength that this dude possesses. It's better than Josh Allen.
Comp. I did see the John Gruden stuff where Gruden... was comparing him to Josh Allen.
I was saying it before Gruden even came on the board. I was like, dude, this guy is a freaking star. And I understand that Jackson Dart, who's also rising up draft boards right now because of his arm strength, is also a project. The Giants just need to stay away from the whole Ole Miss Eli Manning type of thing because it's just I'm getting tired of it already. The dude's great, but he's not like second-round pick worthy.
Yeah, but they need a young quarterback. Even Tankathon has them using the 34th overall pick on Jackson Dart just to have a young quarterback in the building to quiet some of the fans that say, hey, Daniel Jones was a miss. He's gone. We don't believe in these two journeymen that lost games last year in Jameis and Russ. Get us a young quarterback in this draft. They might not be able to do it with the third overall pick, and maybe they shouldn't. But I don't think there'd be anyone mad about them using a second-round pick on Jackson Dart. I think there will be some people mad if at number three they take Shador Sanders and he never sees the field in 2025.
Yeah, and that's why the Giants are like such in a crazy position because a couple of weeks ago, let's say about 2 months ago, everyone was like, Shadir going to Cleveland. It's bound to happen. Boom, Shadir's going to Cleveland. And then Cleveland runs around and stabs us all in the back and goes and signs Joe Flacco. Now you're like, oh my gosh, wait a minute, Flacco's serviceable. He came in some games.
Wait, they signed Joe Flacco?
They did. They have Cleveland signed Joe Flacco, yeah.
I thought I just saw.
I think. Right? No?
Joe Flacco has no expectation as to who the starting quarterback in Cleveland will be. So I thought I saw he was talking to the Ravens.
He signed with Flacco. I think.
Yeah, it's him and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, he's going to beat out Kenny Pickett for that job. Flacco's going to be the starting quarterback for Cleveland, which, hey, by the way, isn't a bad thing. Pickett's career is almost in the garbage, and a lot of people, Raiders fans included, thought Gardner Minshew was just going to be this amazing, amazing project because he almost took Indianapolis to the playoffs by himself. But, so now guess what? If you got Flacco, they're not going quarterback. And if they pick Hunter too, now you're like, oh my God, what do I do unless you trade up to get Travis? And you want to know what it would cost to trade up? It would cost a third, a fourth, and a fifth, probably, to trade up from 3 to 2. That's probably what it would cost, right? That's 3 picks, unless you backload them to next year or the year after that. But still, just to get one guy. So it's just like, either way you slice it, Shane is in the toilet, dude, in terms of picks, because yeah, all the guys that we just mentioned are all like, we don't know.
It's not, I think, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think they shouldn't be the guys making this pick. I think Shane is, his job is good as gone this year. It's a maze.
Dable wants his guy, bro. Dable wants his guy. Unless Mara's stepping in and is just like, we need to take. Because remember, last year, McCarthy, they brought Jaden Daniels in. They brought McCarthy in. You know what I mean? They brought Caleb in for a visit. All three guys came in for visits last year. They all did. So it's the same thing where they're just doing their diligence. The thing is if Mara's stepping in and say, we need to check this guy out, why do you have a visit with a guy this early to the draft unless there is, like, your locker room is divided? You're not sure on what to do. Which, if that's the case, like I said, man, like you said the other day, you would fire the GM if you knew that they were trying to save their jobs and not doing what's best for the Giant organization. You would be gone, right? And Mara is just so clueless, you know, and I'm never going to live down. I'll let you go after this. I'm never going to live down. Keith, you listening?
I'm here.
When Mara said to the whole world, I'm going to be sick to my stomach if Saquon goes to the Eagles. Remember that?
Of course I remember that. We all watched it on Hard Knocks, and he should have stopped it. He had the power to tell them.
God!
He had the power to tell them, you don't let this happen. Do not let him
maintain his job.
If the Eagles are even, you know what it was? It was Shane being overconfident again and thinking he had the upper hand. Because he said, he didn't think the Eagles were going to do it. He thought that Chicago was driving up the price. Maybe the Texans were involved. You cannot let your, you can't let your guy go to a division rival that literally propelled them to the Super Bowl. So I would have stopped it. I would have stepped in. I would have called Saquon myself and said,
I'm gonna sit here and say,
do you need? Yeah. We'll match their offer.
Ridiculous, dude. The thing is once I saw that, bro, I knew we were cooked as an organization because I'm
absolutely.
Like,
the owner can't be a prisoner in his own building. Thanks for the call, Mark. The owner cannot be held hostage to some guys that just got here 3 years ago. 888-808-1019. Now we're talking about the Giants and who the Giants to draft. And it's just, man, this should be a fun time. This should be a time of, wow, we are about to get a generational talent. We're about to get a gold jacket player. But it's a conundrum. It's a labyrinth. It sucks. It's like the more that we talk about it and think about it, there's no one clear-cut guy, one clear-cut way to go, one clear-cut draft pick that is like, boom, that is going to change things. Now we're going to get back to winning. This one guy, we punch that ticket, we put his name in, and we're back to competing in the NFC East and in the NFC. It just seems like, I don't know, seems like there's too many ways. I think they got to trade back. We'll talk about it. If you're on hold to talk baseball, too, I see you guys. We'll get there. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Back after a quick timeout.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay. 888-808-1019. Do you watch sports? Do you talk sports with your friends? Do you have a group chat? Do you stay up and listen to WFAN at night? Well, if so, you're in luck. I've still got about an hour and 12 minutes to go through the Yankees. I got a bunch of Yankee calls, the Mets, but you know, not that many Mets fans call and talk to me. I understand. Like, why would the Mets fans call to talk to me? I kind of love that for me. But, you know, Giants draft, we're talking as well. I'm going to read from a Giants Wire article. And the Jets, like I said, are flying under the radar. I don't think they're going to reach for Tyler Warren. I think most people are looking at them to get Armon Membu out of Missouri. Great, good. Get another tackle, back-to-back years. And they can, you know, maybe get Elijah Arroyo at tight end out of Miami in the next round, whatever. So it's not so much buzz around that. We will, in the 1 o'clock hour, start to talk about the NBA. I'm starting to do more of my tapping in, research, watching, preparing for the NBA. And if you heard me the last couple nights, I said, like, something changed with me. Something happened to me. The Nets absolutely suck. They're irrelevant. Yay, at least we don't have any more Nets games on at night. Like, when the Yankees have an off night, we'll get the 5-hour KM to AM at 7. We'll not have to worry about listening to these Nets games. But as a Nets fan and an NBA fan who became a Devils fan and an NHL fan, I watched more hockey this year than I watched the NBA and the Nets. I went to more Devils games than I went to Nets games. I'm like, who am I? What have I become? What has this radio station done to me? And I remember hearing BT years ago say, you can't be a diehard NBA fan and NHL fan because their winter sports, they overlap. And I'm like, I have now moved over more. Like, the Devils were winning. The Devils are a playoff team. I had to watch the Rangers, the Islanders. I started watching the Four Nations face-off this year and was, like, really into that. So, yeah, and now I kind of got to tap back into the NBA. We'll talk about the NBA playing. We'll talk about what's coming up with the NBA playoffs. And I'll play you a couple quotes because it seems like everybody's so confident. Seems like everybody's so confident going into these playoffs. Everybody, I guess it's everybody's year, but no, it's not. It very well could just be a back-to-back championship year for the Celtics. That would suck. 888-808-1019. Let's get to these calls. Tony in Montreal, thanks for holding. You're live.
How you doing, Keith? How you doing, man?
I'm good.
I love the fact that you're now a hockey fan. I love it. You know, back in the day when I was in college hockey, we had to run the buses with the basketball team wherever they were traveling or showing. So you're right, two winter sports. But I just want to just mention you were right, Wendell Stat. I saw like different angles, and I saw a really great angle from third base. The man wasn't moving, Keith. He looked like he's a danger to himself. Either he was, like, thinking it's pizza time or, you know, it's in the seventh inning and he was tired or something. But
you can't be on the field officiating, calling, umpiring the game and just be in la-la land. Like you said, it's a danger to yourself. And no wonder he was asleep at the wheel on the Jose Buto play. Like, they got to check him out. They got to talk to him.
Keith, you're 100% right. If you look at the third base video of him, he sees the ball coming. He makes no movement, and once the ball hits him in the back of the head, the ball has already bounced off his head, and I'm talking it was a screeching line drive. Then his hands come up. So either A, he's not quick enough, and B, he's a danger to himself. But I'll tell you one thing. The Wendelstedt family, going back to when I saw his father, Harry Wendell, said they're not the most loved umpires. They were pretty arrogant dudes, man. I'm telling you the truth.
That's why I said I've seen him a few times. He's got a little bit of a God complex when he's out there. It's not about you. Welcome to the ump show.
Yeah, but you know his dad had the Harry Wendelstedt umpiring school. And, you know, here the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I mean, both very arrogant dudes. And in baseball, you know that. Yeah, umpires, hockey referees, they tend to be really friendly with the guys on the field because, you know, you want to have that banter back and forth. But if you become an arrogant official, people start disliking you big time. And, you know, likability in sports is really a big thing. I just want to say another thing. Tonight, Montreal wrapped up a final
yes.
wild card. Right. So I'm looking at the stats. OK. And I'm saying to myself, last year, your team. Well, not your team, but I know New York. I know you're a Devils fan, but the Rangers were really my pick to go to the finals last year and self-imploding. And I say, look, we got in, but we're lucky. Boston had a terrible year. Islanders didn't live up to where they should have been. Detroit was terrible. Philly was terrible. Boston was horrendous. And I don't know what happened to the Rangers, but you guys should be in a retool right now. But we got in because there's five other teams that just didn't want it. And we got lucky. I just want to say this. There's a guy by the name of Yandel. He used to play in the NHL. He's got a thing called spitting chicklets. And he says that Ovechkin's going to come up to Montreal and lay people out. I don't know if this guy knows what's coming to Ovechkin.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a grind. This is the old Chicago Bears team back when Ditka was running the team. This is a grinding, smashing team. You got a third and fourth line of guys 6'4" and bigger. We got guys 6'6" on this team. They're animals. And you know, Keith, when you're in hockey or in any sport, whether it's baseball, football, and you have speed and you have size and you have grit and you're a malicious kind of athlete, That's not a very good team to come into a playoff a series.
Especially if you're already underestimating them and looking past them. Yeah.
So I'm going to say on WFAN tonight, okay, Timber Tony says Montreal takes the series. It's going to be a long series, but we end up winning it in four, but going seven. And, you know, obviously it'll have to be seven because it's going to be a war. And I'll tell you one thing. Keith, if you want to watch some spectacular hockey, tune in right now because we have Demidov that signed from Russia. He played the last two games. His first game, he got a goal and assist. So he's kind of a really upskilled. He was a fifth-round pick, so he's a good guy to watch. And if you like hockey right now and you want to see speed, you watch Canadians right now. I'm not saying they're the greatest team, Keith. They're a grinding team. And last thing I just want to say, because I know I love Shador and I love these great athletes like Travis. I think, you know, like what you were saying, like, can you play both sides of the ball? I think, like, if you look at a comparative type of athlete, Kyrgios in tennis, he's a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete, the most incredible talent. But, you know, people don't like him. I love him because he's a character and he's got personality, and that's the kind of people I like on the field. Both of these players, mental strength, Shador and Travis, I think they have it. Now, Keith, I don't play football. You're the guy that evaluates football and you played it. But I think that mental strength component in sports is really, really important. It is probably equal to physical attributes. And I think both these guys, from what I'm saying, I'm wishing on greatness for these people because I want to see great athletes, Keith, whether it's Alonso in New York or it's Judge. I want to see great athletes all the time. And that's what entertains us. And thanks for giving me the shout out. And thanks for letting me speak my mind, man. You're the best. And I love talking to you. I get home late and I say, I want to talk to Keith. And your producer says, no problem. Montreal, Tony, you're on. So I love you guys.
You're the man, Tony. Appreciate you. And thanks for the insight and, you know, even the hockey talk. As we didn't do too much, I mentioned the Devils losing and limping into the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, yeah, I'm going to try and watch as many of these Stanley Cup playoff games as possible. It's the best hockey that you get to see, right? This is the best time for competitive puck. In the Eastern Conference, you just heard Tony talking about Washington taking on Montreal. I think that's got a little juice now. Obviously, Montreal getting back into the Stanley Cup playoffs and, you know, those fans rallying around them up north. And then, obviously, Ovechkin and the year that he just had getting to Gretzky's record. Like, let's see where it continues. The Devils versus the Hurricanes. Here we go again. Dougie Hamilton was back on the ice tonight. Let's see what the Devils have. I'm crossing my fingers that the regular season has nothing to do with the playoffs. And even though the Devils just lost like four out of their last five, whatever, those last four out of five, they pretty much knew their fate. And I'm just hoping that they can push Carolina to six games. And maybe if you get to a seventh game, who knows? Just do not get swept. You've got Toronto versus Ottawa. Tampa Bay versus Florida, just that's awesome right there. Down south in America, you know, the Panthers being the champs and Tampa Bay being champs, you know, in the past couple years, like they actually have great fan bases down there. They're really into hockey down there. I think that's a great first round matchup. Winnipeg versus St. Louis, Dallas versus Colorado, Vegas versus Minnesota, Los Angeles versus Edmonton. It should be some good battles coming up. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs soon, too. 888-808-1019. Let me try and get this call in as I was talking about the Giants and their draft before we go to the next break. Jeff is in Louisiana on the Fan in New York. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Keith. I'm looking at the draft, the first round, more simply. I'm looking at it like if you want to win now, and Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, more likely Carter, is there, just take Carter. You have, you know, you put them together, as known, Carter, Brian Burns, Thibodeau, and you have Dexter Lawrence. And I think, you know, they've done enough to have a good secondary. I think they would have plenty of linebackers. In the third round, perhaps you get a defensive mate for Dexter Lawrence, and you have a really good defense. And, you know, right away that you're stabilized. And I think if you want to think for the future, you draft Shador Sanders, you take your shot, and that's that. And You Chris Mara was involved in the evaluation. He's part of the semi part of the ownership. If you're taking Sanders, you make sure the owners understand. Look, we're taking a shot. We think this is going to work out. We need time, and you have to have the backing of the ownership, and just sort of simplify it.
Yeah, but see, so like that's the thing. I think they're split. I think the ownership, the owner might want something. The head coach might want something. The GM might want something. The scouts and people. I think there's so many ways that they could go here. There's no clear-cut way, and we're a week away from the draft. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Like, you can say, and like, even how you said, like, take this defensive player and your defense is set and you have a good defense. We don't know that. I said I would have fired Shane Bowen last year. I watched them get worked. I watched them lose 10 games in a row. And we know their offense can take a lot of the blame, but Daboll is the head coach who was calling offense. What are you going to do with him? Should have fired him too. There's an article on Giants Wire. USAtoday.com. Dan Benton wrote it. The literal title is "It's Contentious Within the New York Giants Draft Room." We got a break. I'll read from that article, or maybe you look it up during the break, and then we'll read it together when we come back. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I have 1 hour exactly left. Call the show. We'll be right back.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.